Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my Lord, peace and blessings, my beloved brothers and sisters, family and friends. I am taking a stroll. I've come to find out that I love walking and talking with you because it allows me to just be out in the fresh air. The city is quieting down, and I like walking with God. I like talking with God. I like talking with God to you as I like talking to you about God. It just feels so fantastic. It's beautiful. But at this present moment, I'm on a very busy street. So I'm going to cross the street, and I'm going to get where it's going to be nice and quiet, which is loud right around where I live, and you're going to feel the difference. You're actually going to hear the difference. Okay, we are getting there now. While getting there, you know what I thought about? Father God, there's a beloved woman who had me put on a certain amount of songs onto my phone, listening to it on YouTube. And while I was listening to one song that touched my heart tremendously, and it was about how the ship may be wrecked, but the anchor is still in place. And it reminded me of a very powerful woman who was a wreck, been beat up, abused, tore up. When you looked at her, you felt sorry for her because literally you knew that somebody had damaged her tremendously. And I remember, man, I was talking. We had our moments where on Thursdays, you could not knock on the door and get an answer, call on the telephone and get an answer, because it was our day. It was the time that we would get what was called roadies. Oh, man, we used to enjoy having our roadies. She'd get a beef, I'd get oxtails. She would have an orange soda, and I would have my cream soda. And after we prayed over the food, that was her thing. We had to pray. We would chow down and just talk about everything that we missed from the last time we talked with one another or the last time we spent time with one another. And she shared this with me. She said to me, the devil is so clever until he's caused millions upon millions of people to become a dumping ground. And they don't even know it. Because he caused them to believe that they actually love each other, or correction, love themselves, to the degree to where their outer shells should be well taken care of. That not too many people are actually going to take the time to examine oneself so that they have the ability to become great. And she said, I want you to look at me, son. And what I want you to look at is see your mother plainly. How beat up I am. As you know, my teeth have been knocked out and my hair has been pulled out. And, you know, I got this hernia that's overgrown. And as you can see, I am toe up from the flow up, as one might say. And I asked her, what are you doing? She said, because of the fact that I love God, because I want to be in the image of Jesus Christ, because of the fact that I allow the Holy Spirit to lead me, I am not a dumping ground, although I look like a dump. Although I look horrible to the physical eye, eye of Christ, I look fantastic and I feel fantastic because of the fact that God has given me all the elements that allow me the ability to stand, even though it's hard for me to physically stand. And I said, Mama, what are you talking about? She said, because, son, I don't want you to be a dumping ground. See, I love you too much for that. I want you to stand as a man, and regardless to whatever happens, that you know that you can be steady in what you do. So when this song came on, and I'm hearing about this anchor, that although the body, the boat, the ship itself is tore up, I thought about this woman. It's amazing how God provides us the ability to learn from land, man, the Old Testament, and now the New Testament, so that we can have an opportunity to show the devil that although you can beat on me miserably, you cannot touch my soul, because that belongs to God. So do as you wish, because regardless to what, I refuse to be your dumping ground, meaning as you're beating on me, as you're taking from me, as you're kicking me to the curb, as you're doing all the things that would physically hurt me, that would lead to me spiritually being drained, that would lead to me emotionally being taken away, I will not dishonor God by allowing myself to be your dumping ground. So do as you wish. I will stand tall because Christ died so that I can have the availability to do so. So you can use the man who is my husband as you wish. Use him as you wish. It's going to give you no glory, because the reality is I know who the king is. I know who I stand for. So yes, I got to carry this weight around, and it hurts to do so. And yes, I got to bend over, and it hurts to do so. And I don't look very well, and I got no teeth in my mouth, and I don't have no hair on my head. Basically, I got all of these stitches, and when people look at me, they actually feel sad, because they've never seen somebody look so disclosed. But the reality is, I can almost guarantee that I feel greater than each of them, because if each of them felt good, they wouldn't have to look. They would inspire. They wouldn't have to be a spectator, berater. They would have that which allowed me to say that I know it's going to be okay. I know that there's a good God who's loving me today. I know how great I am, because of the great I am. But because, hallelujah, of the fact that they see with their eyes and not see with the eyes of Christ, what they see with their eyes touches them and makes them feel like they need to feel sorry for me, when in fact I mourn for them. And the reason why is because when we allow ourselves to think in any way whatsoever negative, to accept negativity, to allow hatred to be a part of us, to allow negative, to allow pity, what we're doing is, it's like what Satan does, is he places all that which weighs us down, a bunch of junk, a bunch of junk just weighs us down. So we can't move as greatly. We're not an anchor. Christ is the anchor. And because of the fact that we are allowing Satan to weigh us down, we lose by a double portion. Our bodies get tore up from the ground up, and our spirit get wound up to where he can use us any way he chooses. And I refuse to allow Satan to use me as his dumping ground, because my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said that I am a king, I am a queen. I can do that which will cause somebody to say it's going to be okay today. It's going to be okay today. So I was reading Joshua. Happened to be one of my favorite books. And one that captured me was Joshua 24 and 15, where he's telling the tribe of Israel, if it seems evil to you to worship God, do as you wish and worship other gods, from that of your forefathers or otherwise, but me and my house, we will worship the Lord. And worshiping the Lord actually means that you will allow yourself to hold on to Jesus with every ounce of who you are, regardless to how bad it gets, regardless to what the devil did to your body, regardless to what he's trying to do to you emotionally and intellectually. You understand that he cannot have your soul with him, and you dance with him, and you give to him. You become a living sacrifice for him. You allow the goodness of him to come through you, regardless to what you look like, regardless to what your friends say. Doesn't matter. You stand firm and you say, I know God. The reason why is because of the fact I'm going through, even if it's just through a grain of sand, of the sufferings that he's going through. And I know now what it feels like to have to do that which is in righteousness with no sin at all. None. No thinking negative, no nonsense, no crap, no going through them. I know what it feels like to be in the image of the living God. I understand, if only like that of an elementary child. Jesus thought when he was being beaten, when he was being ridiculed, and they pulled out his beard, when he's being spat on. I understand a little bit. See, because the devil is trying to do that to me every day. And what I come to understand is that he never thought negative. He never concentrated on it. How dare you? Why would you do this to me? Kick me to the curb. Why? Because it was too valuable to think heavenly things as opposed to thinking earthly things. Colossians 3 and 2. Why? Because I'm not a dumping ground. I'm not going to feed myself no nonsense, no mess, no crazies. Why? Because when God created me, he created me to be great. So why would I give myself less? Because I'm in pain? Because people kick me to the curb? Because painful people bring pain? Because what? Because I'm hungry? Because I'm negative? Why? Because I'm homeless? Because what? What would cause me to believe that I'm not loved by God? Because when I know that I'm loved by God, there's nothing that I can ever lose, because my love for God causes me to show the world that I'm more than a conqueror, that I am somebody. So, hey, devil, beat on me. Do what you do. Because you only got a few ways of doing what you do, although you use them in different ways. Do what you do, because the reality is, I'm a king to the king. I'm a warrior priesthood. Yes, I got to go through some things. That's life. That's why I know how to be a counselor, a mediator, a peacemaker. See, I've learned these things by the things in which I suffered. That's why I know the difference between wars and peace. That's how come I know the difference between weak and strong. See, I didn't learn these things simply because I read books. I learned these things because I went through them. And while somebody was telling me I'm not worth nothing, I was telling God, thank you for telling me that I have his character. While somebody was telling me that I'll never amount to nothing, I thank God for telling me that I am a saint. While everybody was saying that I'm this or that, the reality is God is saying that you are a child that belongs to me, that was adopted into the family. So, while y'all talking your negativity, I'm going to be speaking promises that God gave me. While y'all doing what you do to me, I'm going to be doing that which causes me to know that God is bringing me closer to him. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is, how do I handle what you do? If you come to me with your nonsense, am I going to accept your nonsense because of the fact that I don't have the ability to know that a loving God has made me a loyal priest? Is it because of what I don't believe that caused you to make me feel like I'm bleeding? No. I'm holding on to that anchor. Yeah, the body is tore up from the floor. Yeah, I'm going through some things. But I understand that Jesus will keep me steady. When you look out into the sea, I may look like a tow-up, flow-up boat. But because of Jesus, I'm going to be okay. I still am useful for something in whatever shape, fashion, or form in which Jesus has decided for me to use. I'm going to give God the glory because the reality is I'm not useless. God don't make no useless nothing. I don't care if it ain't nothing but a bed bug. It's used for something. So, are you a dumping ground? Do Satan have the power to make you believe that you're less than? Think about that for a second. Because he will bring the closest people around you to make you believe, or to try to make you believe that you're less than, that you don't have what it takes, unless you do it their way, unless you have it the way that they normally have done it, the way they understood it, the way they experienced, that you will not be able to get it right. Satan loves to confuse us. We know that God is not an author of confusion, but he loves to lay it on us so that we can not look and say, for I am a child of God. And if you go to John, the Gospel of John, John 1 and 12, you'll see for those who believe, they were given the right to be called child of God. And if you believe that, and you're going to be shown whether or not if you do, because whenever something, whatever, may happen, you're going to find out who you worship. Do you worship that lie? Do you worship that person? Do you worship your own experiences? But see, me in my house, we're going to worship the Lord. Regardless of what you say, how you do it, what you say, it doesn't matter. The reality is, we're going to worship the Lord because we're not going to be a dumping ground. Because, thank you, Jesus, 1 Corinthians 3:16, where it says that we are the temple of God and the Spirit of God is in us. There's no dumping in this house. God is in this house. And he wants to have us worship. He wants us to show the world that we got what it takes. He wants to let us know that you're mine. You belong to me. I didn't create you just so that you can haphazardly move about. I created you because I want you to show the world what it looks like to be on steady ground so you can see what it's looking like. That way, you can duplicate what it sees, what you see. I have to be honest with you about something. I tested quite a few people just to see where they had. Would have blessed them beyond measure. But I wanted to see, where are you really at? Do you know all besides one person failed? Nothing too hard. And people who say they love God failed. Because when you are not allowing yourself to be in the image of God, truly in the image of God, regardless to whatever anybody do, regardless to what they say, doesn't matter, you're going to reveal God. Doesn't matter, you're going to reveal God. But if you are a dumping ground, surely you're going to dump back because you allow stink to you allow stinking thinking to be a part of who you are, so you're going to reveal stinking thinking if you allow the Holy Spirit to develop in you. What's going to happen is you're going to reveal the Holy Spirit. You're going to allow yourself to just say, give me what you've got, because no weapons formed against me can prosper, because he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. So do what you do. Doesn't matter to me, because the bottom line is I belong to Christ. I belong to the Lord and Savior. So go with what you got. If you go to Matthew 10:28, happens to be one of my favorite verses, where it says that man can destroy the body, but not the soul. But God can destroy the body and the soul in hell. So while the devil is trying everything he can, humans, to hurt humans, I'm not going to let him have his way. The reason why is because God said that you are in my image to do things according to my way. So whenever somebody does something wrong to me, I'm not going to stand around and just say, devil, I'm going to give you the chance to get two for the price of one. By my saying that person is no good or that person is this, and yeah, I could. No, I understand what it looks like when somebody fall for the fiery trials. I understand what it looks like when somebody is not feeding from the Spirit of God. I know what it looks like for someone to fall victim emotional state of being. I know what it looks like. So will it help them if I also give them what they gave me? No. But what will happen is if I give them God, they get a chance to see the difference between the two. Whether or not if I benefit from it afterwards or not, they may never come to me and say, look, I apologize. They may never, nothing. But if I gave them, opposed to feeding them negativity, I didn't allow myself to be a dumping ground, and I didn't dump on upon them. I gave them the goodness that was required of me, just as Jesus gave us the goodness that was required of him. My God, you can't lose with this. This is one of the most fantastic times in our lives, because literally God is raining on us. And I'm not talking about R-A-I-N. I'm talking R-E-I-G-N. cheating. He is raining on us. He's raining his love to the degree where we have the ability to say, we can rule. We can rule over the devil in every shape, fashion, or form. Because, you know, reign, R-E-I-G-N, actually means to rule. So I actually created an email that says, love reign. Why? Because we should be reminded that love rules. Love covers a multitude of sins. Love is the ultimate healer. Love is the ultimate edifier. Love does that which causes the blind to see. Love enables somebody who can't walk begin to walk. Love does amazing things when you allow him to flow through you. And yes, you heard me right, him to flow through you. Because literally, when you decrease and allow him to increase, love is going to be that which everybody see before they see you. That's what's so beautiful about this. As this wonderful woman who was horrible looking after being horribly treated, it seemed like she became more beautiful looking because she allowed God to shine through her than that of allowing anger and hatred and fear to shine through her. She said, you can't have that. Doesn't exist in me no more because I allowed God to give me that which caused my heart to match his. So I allow myself to stand tall, although I got to hold this weight. Doesn't matter. Spiritually, I'm standing tall because somebody is in need. Somebody is feeling hurt. Somebody is lost. Somebody feel like giving up. So I don't have no time to be thinking about what my problems are. Because God got my problems. I cast my cares on him because I know he cares for me. So while he's caring for me, I'm caring for somebody. And that way we're working together. So I can give a good testimony because by faith I know he's going to heal me. And while that is happening, I get the opportunity to hear somebody give a testimony because he used me to bring about a healing for that person. Two people working together. We've all gone through pain. We've all gone through suffering. But in the end, thank you, Jesus. We are risen from the dead with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't lose with this. Well, my good brothers and sisters, I love you. God bless you. And hopefully I'll get a chance to talk with you tomorrow. Take care of yourself.